What are you going to be doing this time next year?
I'll be teaching for a big successful English language academy in Tokyo.
I didn't know you were thinking of leaving Spain.
I got a great job offer with an excellent salary. Besides, by the time I move, I'll have been living in Madrid for more than 6 years. I think it's time for a change. Steph's been in the kitchen all day long.
I don't think she's having a very enjoyable birthday.
She'll have been cooking for more than 6.5 hours by the time all the guests arrive for dinner this evening. I hope she'll have finished everything by then.
Maybe we should offer to help her. You know, give her a hand with the food.
No, we'd only get in the way. Besides, the football's starting in a minute.
Did you hear that Andy's going on holiday to Asia this August?
I can't believe how often she goes abroad. Where exactly does she want to go?
She'll be visiting Cambodia, Laos and Thailand.
At this rate, she'd have visited every country in the world by the time she retires.
Hurry up, Terry. Do you realise how late we are? By the time we get to the restaurant, everyone will have already finished eating.
Don't blame me, Steph. It's your fault for taking so long to dry your bloody hair.
I couldn't get it to look right.
What difference does it make? By the time we get there, everyone will have left anyway.
It's 7:30 and I've been working on my report for nearly 2.5 hours.
Do you think you'll have finished by 9? There's a darts match on at the pub tonight.
I'll probably have done the report by 9, but I'll have been working on it for more than 3.5 hours, and I don't think I'm going to feel like going to a darts match.